With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. President Biden clinching the Democratic nomination, now facing an all but certain rematch with former President Donald Trump. Biden clinched the nomination today after winning enough delegates in Georgia. Mr. Trump stands on the brink of securing the GOP nomination. He won primaries today in Georgia and Mississippi, and additional votes still being cast in Washington State and in Hawaii. Special counsel Robert Hur has gone before the House Judiciary Committee. That in his investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents. Committee Chairman Jim Jordan says Joe Biden broke the law.
He had a fundamental question to address. Did Joe Biden unlawfully retain classified information? The answer, yes, he did. Page one of Mr. Hur's report, he says this: our investigation uncovered evidence that President Biden willfully retained and disclosed classified materials after his vice presidency when he was a private citizen.
Also at SRNnews.com, consumer prices in America picking up last month.
Prices rose 0.4% from January to February, a pickup from the previous month's figure of 0.3%. Compared with 12 months earlier, consumer prices rose 3.2% last month, faster than January's 3.1% annual pace. It's a sign that inflation remains a persistent challenge for the Federal Reserve and for President Biden's reelection campaign, both of which are counting on a steady easing of price pressures this year.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Now, excluding volatile food and energy prices, so-called core prices also climbed 0.4% from January to February, matching the previous month's increase. This is SRN News. Well, numerous GOP-controlled states are taking steps to clarify their abortion bans.
In South Dakota, lawmakers want to create a video in which medical experts and the state's attorneys would explain to doctors and patients when abortions can be legally performed. The measure was passed last month and is now awaiting the signature of Republican Governor Kristi Noem. Oklahoma and Kentucky are also taking steps to clarify their abortion bans, though in both states, the attorneys general, not physicians, are the ones dictating the terms. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Court hearing has been set for late July in the battle between Disney and the Florida governor's appointees over control of Walt Disney World's government. Disney claims Ron DeSantis and his appointees took over the district in retaliation for the company opposing Florida's Don't Say Gay law. This is SRN News. Well, authorities say a man visiting the Florida Everglades actually bit off a little more than he could chew, or maybe it was just the other way around. He's been bitten by a crocodile as he attempted to swim to shore. Here's correspondent Rita Foley.
A 68-year-old man whose sailboat capsized while he was visiting the Florida Everglades fell off the boat and tried to swim to shore, but witnesses saw him go under the water. A crocodile found him and bit him, say officials. Park rangers arrived and treated a cut on the man's leg. He was taken to a hospital in stable condition. This happened Sunday afternoon at the Flamingo Marina in Everglades National Park. The Everglades is one of the largest wetlands in the world. I'm Rita Foley.
On Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow was up 235 points. More details at SRNnews.com.